Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 14th, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released May 12th and 13th, 2003.
Nazarene, here's yet another good question from our friend Jesse. He asks, how is it possible for conjoined twins to have two souls if, for all intents and purposes, it's one material form and only one soul can exist in a material form at a time?
Now, old Elgod has asked a tough one there, Alora, and is in many cases the answer depends on the individuals. Now, if conjoined twins are dejoined by, you know, just a flap of skin or at the hip or something like that, there is enough separation that it is actually two bodies and there are two souls. But generally, if over 50% of the body is joined, if they have two torsos and a waist, then actually it is only one soul in that body. It appears to be two, and it acts like two, but it is not two. It is just as a person can sometimes have two separate personalities in one body. I cannot remember what it is called now, but you know what I mean. It works the same way. That is why very often when they are separated, one of them dies, because they are separated from the soul that sustains them. If another soul can't get into that body quick enough, it dies, and very often the other one can't deal with the separation from the part of its body that it has lost, and it dies too. So this is why a lot of these children die, because they can't cope with the separation of their body becoming different. And this is especially true if they are joined at the head. Whenever their brains are joined, even the slightest bit, they are only one soul. That's your answer, Elgod.
Wow, that's interesting, Nazarene. The marvelous things you know.
Such are the gifts of the Father's wisdom, Alora. Such are his gifts.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. Back in the 70s, I wrote a science fiction book called Spiritland. The guys in the afterlife don't like it much, but the girls sure do. Check it out at www.voicesfromspirit.com/sl/sl.htm.
Nazarene, continuing with another question about twins, is it really true that twins have a psychic connection, and why?
Again, Alora, this depends greatly on the circumstances. Now, non-identical twins do not have much of a psychic bond. A little, but not as much as identical twins. Identical twins have a great psychic bond because they come from the same egg. They are actually copies of each other. And though they are different souls, they are so much alike in personality and desires that they reach out to each other and can often touch each other over very great distances. When you come from the same piece of material, so to speak, you're going to need to be quite identical to one another to inhabit that material. So this is why identical twins have a bond that has been recognized for untold ages. And it's not just superstition, it is reality. There is a joining of these two souls because they are so much alike, they almost become one with one another. They can sense each other's thoughts, they can sense each other's feelings, they can sense when one or the other is in danger and needs help. These are great abilities and have been used by the wise for ages untold.
Wow, Nazarene, can you imagine what it must be like for someone who's a triplet or has even more siblings?
To tell you the truth, Alora, No, I have enough trouble just being me. I can't imagine there being three or four of me.
We'll be back again.